In this episode, we're going to talk about how you can use this very situation that the world's in right now to help you win. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Welcome to another episode of the Race Driver Coach Show. This is Enzo, your host, and really this is a wake-up call. I'm going to use this episode to say, you know what? I can see that the world's going through shit right now. We've got COVID, we've got riots everywhere, it's on its knees, economically and every other way. And it seems like there's a lot of you out there that would be either race drivers or going for a different career. There's a lot of you that are like, why now? It was just about to happen for me this year, and then this happens. Or this year I had these intentions, and now this gets in the way. But what I've noticed is the same people that are complaining right now, that I'm getting questions from, are saying, this is rubbish, there's no way around this, I can't do anything now, it's another year wasted, are the very same people that were struggling when things were good, when money was everywhere, it seemed, just 6 months ago. Same people struggling then are struggling now. So I have to do a video just to remind you that whatever goes on the outside, no matter what leader of your government you've got, whatever else you can blame that other people can blame, it makes no difference to your life. Okay, the taxes might be different. Okay, now the horizon's changed a little bit because not really, there's no one investing, everyone's at home, but it doesn't mean that you can't advance your career. It doesn't mean that now you can't earn money. In fact, as everybody's retracting, as everybody's locking their doors, you can now see opportunities a lot clearer. There's loads of them. For example, on my part, I'm a coach, right? So I coach executives, I coach race drivers and people in sports just to personally perform better. That's my main thing that I put my life into and my main passion. So when this happens, and I can't go to a racetrack, say on the racing side, I can't go to a racetrack anymore, what did I do? I set up an esports championship. Now I can bring all drivers together, they can compete, and I get the best drivers I can get, because we're not really paying them that much. The best drivers I can, they're all in there, they're training for something, it keeps them active, it keeps them growing, and I've just created a platform there where they can come and earn money. And when I say earn money, with WH Sports, we've got the seven sponsoring companies that we put on drivers' cars, and they pay the drivers through, if they get a good result, they pay the drivers, so the drivers are earning money. We don't earn much at all, to be fair, but it's providing value for the driver. The driver then can start to make, and so can we, a relationship with those sponsors that are only paying like £500. We just created value in a time when everybody else is hiding. It doesn't mean we're a genius. It just means that I live by this philosophy, and it's happening now, and I'm getting excited because as the world, everybody wants, you know, watching the media so much, filling their head full of negative and being on defense. I'm like, screw that. I don't even watch the news. I'm on offense. I can see that everyone's at home now. There's no live sport. So let's go to a TV station and say, we've got live sport. We've got this iRacing championship you can put on TV, and it's great. It's entertaining to watch. There's lots of drivers on there. We've had Lando Norris and Barrichello on there. It's brilliant. Okay, we'll snap you up. That's what happened. We had BT Sport snap us up, put us on TV for a little while. We know it's only for a few weeks, but still, we've got on TV. How did we do that? After just starting a championship for 3 weeks, we attracted the attention of a TV by knocking on their door, of course. And we got on there, just like that. Oh, there you go. It's because everybody else has retracted. It's because there's no other sports allowed to be on there now. So if you can create a live sport, then you can get it onto TV. The TV channel want it because they've got no live sport. So please give us some kind of content. And you can go and sell sponsorship. That's not me and not WH Sports being geniuses. That's us looking at the world and saying, how can we create something now there's a vacuum? How can we create value? How can we give people what they want? And if you keep doing that, now and then the situation of the world will allow you to stand forward and present yourself. And that's what we've just done. Everybody else has parted. We parted the seas, basically, and we just stood in the middle and said, we've got something of value. Now, drivers are coming. They're competing. They're earning money in our championship. We're on TV, even though it's only for a few more weeks or a week more. Who cares? It's just like this is the isolation period time. But we did that. And in the back of my mind, I knew that if I pulled this off, I could do this very episode and say, look, this is what I mean by creating value when no one else is. This is what I mean by being on offense while everyone's on defense. This is it. And you can do the same if you're a race driver. If you're worried about how you're going to give quality or value to your sponsors, get on iRacing or anything else, any other, you know, racing platform that's out there, put the sponsors on your car, get them on these live streams that are out there or on our show, really, that's on TV, and give them that. It costs you virtually nothing. And it costs them virtually nothing, but they're getting TV exposure or exposure to tens of thousands on live streaming. What's stopping you from doing this is thinking about it resourcefully. You've got to be so resourceful if you want to make it through this world. Life will throw you curveballs all the time. And it's not how it hit you in the face and that's your story for why you can't succeed. Instead, you parry it. Instead, you move and you come up with a counter attack. I don't know why I used a ball. It could be in a fight is a much better example, a much better metaphor, but that's what life does. It keeps throwing you these punches. But how are you going to deal with it? Are you going to allow these punches to be your excuse, or are you going to come up with an answer for it and counter and knock it out? And then the next one will come soon as well. That's how success is really experienced. I don't want you to go through now and say, I haven't made it because Corona came along. It's nothing to do with that. Corona came along and it opened up an opportunity for you. But what is that opportunity? This isn't just for race drivers. This is for anyone who's trying to get somewhere in life. What can you do today, right now, that you can capitalize on? So when things come back to normal, you're there. You've already got the wheels spinning. For example, like if you're into stocks and shares now, and all of a sudden you've decided that you're too scared to invest because everything's going to crap, you're going to know which companies are going to come back bouncing. Stuff like airlines, the big ones, they won't go bump, surely. And then the restaurant owners, the big restaurant chains, surely they won't go bust. In fact, as soon as the isolation's lifted, these kind of things are going to rocket. So invest in them. That's an opportunity. Really take this seriously. Because too many of you out there are sending in the questions about how am I going to do this now? COVID's happening, but it's all the same sort of people, same people that were calling me and contacting me when things were good. Remember that it's nothing about the situation. The reason you're not getting the results is nothing about the government, the situation. It's about how you are handling and answering the challenges that are coming your way. What are you going to do about it? What's your goal for the next 6 months? Focus on that, not the big goal, not so much the big North Star at the end. What's the 6 month goal that will take you a lot closer? And how the hell are you going to achieve it in this time? Keep asking that every day. You have to provide value for the people that can give you opportunities. You have to provide value to the industry when nobody else is. That's how you become a leader. Ask yourself, what can I do? You've got to put yourself in the driver's seat. No longer take the back seat. As a race driver, I'm not, but you might well be watching this video. We have lots of excuses. We can blame the tires, the engine, the team hasn't set up the car. But if you want to be a champion, you just blame yourself every single time. You put it all on you, and it's up to you how to answer the current situation. What are you going to do? Please answer that. Share it with us. So you know what, Enzo? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to hold you accountable if you do say that, by the way. So that's all for now, but I just want to say this is your time right now. While everyone's sleeping, everyone's on furlough, you pounce. You can't stop me now.